In terms of impact, we have just witnessed in Brexit what, in terms of their vote, what is tantamount to a 9/11 attack on a worldwide scale this time, not just affecting the United States precisely. The changes that we will see from this are simply astounding. Already, if you look at the news leads today, there are those in Britain who want a do-over. Well, let's have another vote, and the follow-up on that is, I wouldn't hold your breath on that. Already, the machinery, the mechanisms, the decisions are in place to honor what Great Britain has just voted. But it gets back to prophecy. How does it relate to prophecy? And it certainly does, and that's why I make the statement that prophecy is in the news this week. Prophecy is the divinely inspired declaration of what is to come. Prophecy is about what is happening now and what will happen in the future. And we know this, but do we stay attuned to it, that prophecy is God's message to mankind? A message that in our time is almost totally ignored. Let's go to 2 Peter 1, verses 19 through 21. Some very fundamental things in this sermonette about prophecy. The title is The Power of Prophecy, because it does offer us power because of the power of the one who has given it. 2 Peter 1, verse 19, to begin to read. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed. That means it's reliable, brethren. Whatever the prophecy is from God is confirmed. It is reliable, which you do well to heed, to pay attention to, as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Until these things, all of these things are fulfilled that God has spoken. In verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture, of God's Word, is of any private interpretation. And the great game is for people to prophesy things and to claim that they know when Jesus Christ will return. And that's the classic example of how people privately interpret. They make up in their own minds the way things should work out. We are commanded to watch. Verse 21, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men, that is, prophets, holy men of God, spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. That's quite a statement. All-encompassing statement, claiming that prophecy from the Word of God stands. And it's something we need to watch and understand, that it isn't a man's prophecy, but rather it is God's message to mankind. What is about to happen to people of this world, and in fact even to planet Earth, has been foretold by God in the Bible. You've heard sermons about this. We've preached about this before. We've written about it. And many of the prophecies that are in the Word of God speak about the end of the age. Think about it a little bit, that Jesus Christ was prophesied to come the first time. He certainly is prophesied to come again and return, but there are over 300 prophecies, very distinct, clear prophecies in the Old Testament pointing to Jesus Christ. That's why Paul and the other apostles of that day were able to go to the Old Testament and to prove in the synagogues before the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. Prophecy was given that he would be the one, and the circumstances surrounding his life, death, and then resurrection. The Bible shows that people of this dreadful time that is ahead will not would not believe or respond to what God's prophetic warnings are going to are, not in the ones that will be given yet in the future, the ones that are being given by the people of God at this time. And that brings me to this point, that the Church of God has a prophetic role to fulfill. Matthew 24:14 is treated by most of us as a commission given to the Church of God, but let's read it from the standpoint that it is a prophecy given by Jesus Christ, and it has a trigger point for what will follow the completion of this prophecy, and it will be completed. Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom of God will be preached in all of the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Again, this statement by Jesus Christ is an absolutely true prophetic statement that will be fulfilled. It's not just a matter of being commissioned to go do a job and I'm sorry I didn't get it done. This will happen. The gospel of the kingdom of God will be preached in all nations as a witness, and then the end will come. I'd like you to consider also what Jesus prophesied concerning his servants, those who would be giving this warning message, this witnessing of the kingdom of God about to be sent to this earth and established on the earth. Let's go to John 15 and read verses 15 through 18. John 15. This has to do with us and our place in prophecy as part of the Church of God. John 15 and verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. We're a different people than those around us if we are in the Church of God, if Christ has chosen us out of the world. Verse 20, remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. Will they believe the prophecies as we present them? Are they believing it today? No more than they believed Jesus Christ. And only the few really were prepared, much like the time of Noah. And he uses that analogy for the end of the age. I won't turn to that. Again, this is very fundamental things I'm reviewing. But I think it's good to step back every once in a while and understand what is happening and how it relates to us individually. It indeed does. We are among those who believe God's prophecies. God has given us a unique understanding, and along with that understanding, a commission to warn others, to in a sense be witnesses of events before they even occur. You know, we have news reports, though, but they're only reporting on what has happened. Our job is to report on what will happen and the meaning of what is happening. A much different focus. Matthew 24 and verse 25. Christ, in this long list of prophetic events that would signal his return and the end of the age, has this to say. And he's pointing this statement to those who believe, to those who absolutely do understand prophecy to the extent that God has revealed it. Matthew 24 and verse 25, see, I have told you beforehand. In other words, he's saying, I have prophesied of what will happen, and indeed it will happen. Now let's go to Revelation 1, verses 1 through 3. Revelation 1. Striking how this book, this final book in the Bible, is introduced. And again, these statements contain a lot of information. Revelation 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John the Apostle, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. This unfolding of events so mind-boggling, so staggering that it kind of, by the world, is almost given a comic book status. Not real, just interesting writings. But these are the things that are going to come on the earth. And if you read through the book of Revelation with understanding, you realize that the time ahead is going to be almost unbearable. Verse 3, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy, connoting understanding, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. And it's much closer than when this prophecy was given, even though events began to unfold even then. Now, about power. What is power? Simply defined, it's the ability to do or act or, for instance, to accomplish something. What do you think about the power of prophecy coming from God? Well, he reveals to us what he thinks. I'm going to give you three final scriptures in the sermonette to consider. But to make the point about the power of God's word, of what he speaks, of the prophetic things that he has given. Isaiah 40 and verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. Isaiah 55 and verse 11. Isaiah 55 and verse 11. And these are, brethren, are just a few of the scriptures that, you know, I picked out for the length of a sermonette. I mean, a whole sermon could be built just around this aspect. Isaiah 55 and verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. It's going to happen. Nothing, not anyone, not anything can stop what God has determined. Ezekiel 12, verse 25, just a partial quote from here as the verse opens. Ezekiel 12 and verse 25. For I am the Lord. I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. So as we look at prophecy, let's recognize the significance, and that's part of the job that the church is fulfilling through its Standing Watch programs, through the writings in the update, through the booklets we publish explaining prophecy, tying it together, looking at the holy days, showing the master plan of God, how all of these things are coming together. But we seek the kingdom of God. We preach and proclaim the return of Jesus Christ. And prophetic events right now, brethren, are staggering in their importance, if I can get the words out there. They're unbelievably significant, and we need to be aware and awake. We don't know exactly how soon this Brexit incident will lead to other things, but it certainly has opened the door for nations in Europe to come together as never before under authority and control in ways that we haven't conceived of if we've just been reading the news. So stay tuned to the Word of God. Watch. And again, Jesus Christ sums it up when he said, "Watch and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all of these things." And they are surely coming to pass.